بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. It has been narrated from the Holy Prophet of Islam, إِنَّ لِقَتْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ حَرَارَةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لا تبرد أبدا.
لا تبرد أبدا. لقتل الحسين حرارة في قلوب المؤمنين لا تبرد أبدا.
We can find the roots of this saying in the words of Allah Himself, where He says, إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. The love for Hussein, which is instilled in the hearts of millions of people, is a result of Imam Hussein's sacrifice to protect Islam. The months of Muharram and Safar have come, and the hearts have turned their attention towards Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. These are special opportunities. These are an opportunity to bring light into our hearts. By seeking tawassul through Imam Hussein and the Ahlul Bayt's station of light, a great station in the eyes of Allah. In these months, our efforts should be directed towards genuinely seeking perfection and proximity to Allah. Each day that goes by should be better than the previous day, and we shouldn't be heedless of spiritual matters. If we're careful and watchful over our speech and our actions, then attending the gatherings of mourning for the Ahlul Bayt can lead to our worldly and spiritual problems getting solved. Now, you remember Zuhair ibn Qayn, how Imam Hussein attracted Zuhair towards himself. Well, if we genuinely seek and walk on the path, then Imam Hussein will definitely attract us towards himself in the same way he did for Zuhair. If we work to purify ourselves from within, then Imam will call us towards him the same way he called Hur towards himself. These months are a time to educate ourselves and learn from the event of Karbala. We can at least make the most of the first 10 days of Muharram for this purpose. Let's attend, in person where possible rather than online. Let's attend gatherings that have benefit and a positive impact on our souls. Let's gain Islamic knowledge whilst also becoming more enlightened through the tawassul of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Now, one of the recommendations and important actions in this month is the recitation of the Ziyarah of Ashura. From the day of Ashura to the day of Arba'een, we can try to set every day a few minutes of our time to recite the Ziyarat of Ashura. Now, one of the things that are recommended by the scholars is to not forget that any good actions we perform, if we include in the rewards of the action all the prophets, the awliya, people who have a right over us, those who have passed away, then not only will they be pleased and benefit from this action of ours, but we will be sure to enjoy its benefits as well. So let's ask Allah that in these days He looks into our hearts and make our hearts inclined towards Himself and His awliya, inshallah.